Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, supervisor here over the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name?
Carmen Perez.
Thank you for that. Verify your email address, please.
The email address is carmen.perez040676@gmail.com.
Okay, and your telephone number?
Excuse me?
And your telephone number?
The telephone number is 414-216-1668.
Okay, and verify your shipping address.
5526 South Illinois Avenue, Cudahy, Wisconsin, 53110.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, that information you verified over this recorded line was correct. Looks like the meal plan was ordered on April 12th. It is $59.89 a month. Now, you are stating that you did not place this order on April 12th, correct?
That's correct.
And no one in your household placed this order?
No.
Okay, so what I can go ahead and do is get your information sent over to your local county police department, so that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. We did send over the IP address, which does show the exact device and location where the product, well, I'm sorry, where the app was ordered from. I do have to let you be fully aware that if it does come back to the information you verified over this recorded line, there is a possibility you could be charged for fraudulently claiming of fraud. Would you like to proceed with the fraud claim?
Yes, because they're taking money out of my account.
Okay. That information has been sent over for the beginning of this investigation. We do refund the most recent charge, which will be the $59.89 that was just charged. That refund will take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on the card prior to the investigation. You'll also get an email confirming. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that'd be all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.